Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. I kind of wanted, since this is the Friday before Christmas, I kind of wanted to hear from you about your special Christmas memory, whether it's a funny one, a sad one, or just a good one, you know, just something you remember, something you cherish, maybe a tradition you've passed down in your family, and it continues to go from generation to generation. How about your favorite Christmas hymn, your favorite Christmas song, whether it's a secular one or a churchy one? What is your favorite? What is it you love about Christmas? Now, I know some of you out there just don't like Christmas at all, but I do, and I'm going to stand by that because I think it's a wonderful time to come together. It's a shame we have to use a holiday to do that. You know, my family does come together. Other than that, we try to get together once a year as an entire family because I have pastors in my family, and it's hard for them to get away on these holidays. So we try to do that and do something fun once a summer. We don't always get it done. Sometimes it's every other year. But we try to do something fun together as a family. And so let me hear from you at 877-895-5410. I have in my hand, the American Minute yesterday. For today. But it was yesterday. So it was April. It was December 18th. Hark the Herald Angels Sing was written by Charles Wesley. And as I read this, I mean, he goes on and on, Bill Federer here, with historical facts and things. And I'm thinking, where is he leading up to? And I think you're going to enjoy this, but bear with me with all these little facts, okay? Charles Wesley wrote Hark the Herald Angels Sing. He was the 18th child of Reverend Samuel and Susanna Wesley, born December 18th. So yesterday was his birthday in 1707. Susanna Wesley, his mother, homeschooled all her 19 children, giving them a classical education, which included them learning Latin and Greek. Did you get that? 19 children, she homeschooled them all, and she taught them Latin and Greek. I had to stop and kind of chuckle. I have 5, and that's considered a big family these days. And my boy in the middle, and I love him dearly. I love all of them dearly. But Jason's got that special twinkle in his eye from time to time. And he claims that middle child syndrome. And I just chuckle at him. I said, when there's 5, there's 3 of you in the middle. He goes, well, I'm in the middle of the middle. So I'm wondering who's in the middle of 19, the 19 children. Well, Charles Wesley excelled in his studies, later attending Westminster School and Christ Church, Oxford, where he came to the attention of Garrett Wesley, or Wallace Leslie, I can't pronounce that, a member of the British Parliament with a large fortune from Ireland, from Dugan, Ireland. Having no children, Garrett Wellesley offered to adopt Charles as his heir, but Charles declined. Garrett Wesley then left his estate to his cousin, Richard Colley, who was the father of Arthur Wellesley, Duke of Wellington, famous for his role in defeating Napoleon at the Battle of Waterloo in 1815. Charles Wesley graduated from Oxford and sailed to the colony of Georgia in 1732, serving as secretary to the colony's founder, General James Oglethorpe. General James Oglethorpe, now see what I mean? There's lots of history here. General James Oglethorpe had previously fought 200,000 Muslim Ottoman Turks who had captured Belgrade, Serbia. James Oglethorpe served under Australian Prince Eugene of Savoy, one of the most famous commanders in European history for his part in defeating 200,000 Muslims there in Vienna, Austria. I'm sorry, Turks, the Muslim Ottoman Turks, who were laying siege to Vienna, Austria, in September of 1683. And for his victory over the 100,000 Muslim Ottoman Turks at the Battle of Zinta, Serbia, September 11th, 1697. Did you hear that? James Oglethorpe returned from Serbia to England, where he entered Parliament. In 1732, James Oglethorpe founded the colony of Georgia in America, with Charles Wesley as his secretary and John Wesley serving as the colony's Anglican minister. John and Charles Wesley, their efforts to evangelize the Indians proved more difficult than they anticipated. And James Oglethorpe defended Georgia against attacks from Spanish Florida, and the John and Charles Wesley returned to England, where they were befriended by a Moravian missionary named Peter Baylor, who was waiting for a ship to sail for Georgia. Peter Baylor shared with the Wesleys regarding the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, which resulted in the Aldergate experience in May of 1738. John Wesley wrote, "I felt my heart strangely warmed and began to preach that God's grace was free for all." The Wesleys influenced George Whitefield, whose preaching spread the Great Awakening revival throughout the American colonies. John Wesley founded the Methodist movement, and Charles Wesley wrote over 6,000 hymns. Charles Wesley penned "Hark, How All the Welkin Rings," but George Whitefield changed the first line to "Hark, the Herald Angels Sing." It was put to the music by Lutheran composer Felix Mendelssohn, grandson of the notable Jewish philosopher Moses Mendelssohn. Around the same time, 22-year-old George Washington and 20-year-old Daniel Boone were fighting for the British against the French in the French and Indian War, miraculously spared. "Hark the Herald Angels Sing" was published in George Whitefield's collection of hymns for social worship back in 1754. "Hark the Herald Angels Sing," "Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh and Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus, our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. We're going into a break. There's another couple of verses there. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about, but I want to hear your favorite, most favorite Christmas story. What is your favorite Christmas hymn? What do you look forward to? Do you have a tradition that you look forward to every Christmas with your family? Is it a certain food that you make and you enjoy together? Is it a certain gift exchange? Is it the reading of the scriptures before you open gifts? What is it that you do in your family? Maybe it's something just totally off the wall and funny that your family does each year Christmas. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Are you one of the millions of people who take pills for pain management? Then listen up. The breakthrough topical pain creams from RX Topical Relief may help reduce your pain without needing to take a pill. Topical pain creams combine the benefits of multiple medications for a greater effect without many of the side effects from pills such as addiction, nausea, and dizziness. In fact, topical pain creams bypass your GI and liver to minimize absorption into your bloodstream. If you're in pain and have private health insurance, call RX Topical Relief today and see if you qualify for topical pain creams. The good news is that there will be very little or no out-of-pocket expense if this prescription is covered by health insurance. Call 1-800-318-0800. That's 1-800-318-0800. Call 1-800-318-0800 today. That's 1-800-318-0800. 1-800-318-0800. RX Topical Relief topical creams are currently not available for Medicare and Medicaid patients.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and it is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. But I was kind of putting it out there that I really want to hear from you about Christmas. This is the Friday before Christmas. Perhaps all of you are out trying to do that last-minute shopping. But I wanted to hear what your favorite tradition, what your funniest story was, something that you enjoy at Christmas. You know, I've shared the story of my Christmas in 1983 when we lost our house in a fire. But there's other stories. That was kind of a heart-wrenching, jerking story. But it also told about, you know, the faith and the hope and the love of other people around us as they gathered around us and helped us through that time. And the children, you know, it's all about the kids and when you come to Christmas morning. But we should never, ever forget to let them know what Christmas is really about and that it isn't just one day. It's just one day that we celebrate it as a nation and as the world turns. But Jesus is to be celebrated every day. And I was reading the verses to Hark the Herald Angels Sing whenever we went into the break, so I want to finish that because so many times, I know as a choir director and as a music leader myself in church at times, that we'll do the first, second, and last verse. That's we always say that's a Baptist thing, but I think Methodists did it too when I was growing up. And it's a time saver for give the preacher plenty of time to preach. But the stories in the songs, the verses, they tell a story. They complete a thought. So let me finish this. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. And he was exactly and is exactly that. He is our king. And we can celebrate that. And I own this show, so we can celebrate that right here. And most of my affiliates and all of my advertisers were all on the same page when it comes to freedom of speech. I want to hear from you. What is your favorite Christmas story? Your favorite Christmas song? Whether it's a secular one or a hymn, or your favorite Christmas memory or tradition. Now, we didn't have a lot of traditions. We did read the scripture to the kids and remembered that. And I remember hearing somebody on a station, oh gosh, years and years and years ago, talking about how many gifts should you give at Christmas, you know, because it gets kind of out of hand sometimes. And they said they brought it down to three gifts. Because the kings brought three gifts. Now, we know the kings didn't come to the baby child. They came when the child was older, when Jesus was a little older. But there was three gifts given, and so they kept it to three gifts. I thought that was kind of a good thing to do. And, you know, it seems like the Christmas cards, people send those out, and it's not as big a deal as it used to be. People used to really... That was kind of your gift. You didn't get gifts for everybody on your list. You sent cards and you had memories and then they have the Christmas letters where you kind of can sum up what's happened with your family all year long and put it together. So give me a call. It's 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Well, Donald Trump has sent his own Christmas card, and he did this, I guess, out on Twitter about Tuesday or so, and he's firing President Obama because he's using his favorite words, and that's what he's doing. I guess he's been on the naughty list or something as far as Donald's concerned, but I thought I would share this with you this morning a little bit here. It says, Donald Trump issued his 2014 Christmas card via social media this year, firing lame duck. He calls him the lame duck president, Barack Obama, with his signature catchphrase and further stroking a potential presidential bid of his own. Of course, that's what he's looking at, I guess. And it says, the tweet me your New Year's resolution to make America great again. And then it has a whole bunch of tweets that came back. And that was something I was going to ask you, too. I forgot to do that at the beginning of the show. What would be your patriotic wish? Your Christmas wish, your patriotic Christmas wish, or your Christmas wish, or your New Year's wish for us as a nation, as a people. Not for yourself, but for this nation as a people. It says, just days before issuing his card, Trump gave ABC's chief White House correspondent a preview tour of his new digs in Pennsylvania Avenue, a largely vacant post office building he's turning into a luxury Trump International Hotel. Asked if he was considering a bid for the White House just blocks from the new hotel, he didn't shy away. He says, look, I have a great popularity. The polls all show great, great numbers. I'm looking at it very, very seriously, and if I decide to do it, I will do it. But, you know, I don't dislike Donald Trump, but I just don't know if I want him as president. I think financially, you know, I guess he can handle it. I don't know. He's gone broke a few times and come back. I don't know if he can get us all back or not. We have Pedro from New Mexico. Pedro, how are you today?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your list today?
Well, you said to call if you had a tradition that we do. Every Christmas?
Yes. What's your tradition?
Well, our tradition is to, before any gift is ever opened, we sing happy birthday to Jesus.
Oh, now that is sweet.
And my youngest is My youngest is 42 years old, and we are still doing it.
I like that. You know, and those and your grandkids are doing it too now, so that's one you've passed down. And, you know, that's the only birthday party where you all give gifts instead of give gifts to one another instead of to the birthday child.
Correct,
I think
correct.
That's wonderful,
that
Pedro.
That is our greatest gift.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
We have Bill from Missouri. Bill, how are you today?
Well, I'm keeping cool.
Well, it is that, isn't it? It's not too bad yet.
No one had called you, so I thought I would. And
absolutely.
I'm going to hold that, heard that gentleman. Christmas I'll always remember. Now, what year did you go out of off the farm?
In 84.
Okay, well, then you were there yet in 74.
Oh, yeah.
And the only income I had then was cattle. And what I referred to in 1974 as the cattle bust hit. And the price went down to just practically nothing. Heifer calves were only bringing just, 12 or 15 cents a pound, and you couldn't get any money out of anything. By 75, I was completely broke.
Hmm.
And because I didn't have income from anything else, and so the winter was on us, and I thought, man, I had three young kids, and I thought I'm not going to have enough money to really hardly buy anything for them for Christmas. But I had fixed up some little cubby sets. If you know anything about trapping, I'd fixed up some little cubby sets, and I had them baited up, and I was letting my young boys run those traps. Hmm. Normally out in on the high area like this, the only thing you catch in cubby sets is possums and skunks and occasional coon, you know. But that year, things started getting in those cubby sets just in December there. Even a red fox.
Wow.
They never get in a cubby set, and that's when red foxes were high. I think it brought $45, you know. To speed up the story, those cubbies yielded $400 worth of fur. That I sold just before Christmas.
So the pelt saved Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I'll never forget it. It was like it was a divine intervention, you know.
Well, you know, one year, Bill, I went out and I sold Tupperware.
Uh-huh.
And I actually won some prizes, and that was ended up some of our Christmas for my kids. A little merry-go-round thing for out in the yard and just some different things like that. And so we didn't spend a whole lot of money on Christmas that year. But there were some tight years. There definitely was.
Yeah.
Still
are. Every other year, well, you know, I didn't think much about it because I'd have enough to have something. But, boy, that year was looking really bleak.
Yeah.
But then even things started getting in those traps like a red fox. I'll never forget it. And that brought some good money and made a really great Christmas. And I'll always think we were especially blessed from above that year.
Oh, I believe you were. You put chills on my I'm crying just about. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Bill. You know, we're talking about Christmas. Sometimes those toughest Christmas have the fondest memories. What a miraculous thing to all of a sudden catch those the wildlife and use the pelts, and it saved Christmas. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Traditions, special friends. 877-895-5410. We will be right back.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her Real Buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her Real Buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. the trifecta for $40, and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit CSCTalkRadio.com.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study, and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or order online at CSCTalkRadio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House, only $16.99.
C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in one-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. C&J Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. CSC Talk Radio, this is Beth Ann, and this is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. However, it is the Friday before Christmas, and I was thinking it'd be nice and be kind of fun to share Christmas stories, Christmas traditions, Christmas favorites, whether it's your favorite song, your favorite movie, just whatever it is. And we have Sharon from Nebraska. Sharon, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. I have kind of a favorite memory of when my grandson was younger. He was at that age that he wanted to believe in Santa, but his friends were telling him there wasn't a Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. And they came to our house for Christmas Eve. But we don't open our gifts until Christmas morning.
Right.
And they got there early, and after everybody went to bed and stuff, my daughter got up early the next morning and brought in their gifts from Santa, got them out of the trunk of the car, and it was very cold. And when he woke up, and of course all the excitement, when he got the package that was addressed to him from Santa, because there's always one that says from Santa. He exclaimed, "He is real. This is cold."
Because it was cold.
Yeah, because it was cold, and it just was a humorous, but it kind of made our Christmas that year, because it's kind of funny, you know.
It is. You know, we had one year, and we had been over to my husband's family on Christmas Eve, and we came home and we're telling the kids, you know, we're watching the sky, and, you know, you could see lights up in the sky, and we said, "Oh my goodness, is that red light, is that an airplane, or is that Santa?" You know, we got home and we had a fireplace, but we weren't using it at the time. And my oldest son, he looked up there and he saw something, and he got scared to death because he thought it was Santa's boot. Well, it was the damper, you know, and he got scared to death. So we had a night that particular year, we had very little sleep. Very little sleep that night. And there was one year we decided to put something in all their stockings. Well, we do that every year, but this particular year we'd almost forgotten, and we were checking out at the Walmart store, I believe is where we were, and there were flashlights. We thought, you know, I've got all boys, and it was when the three oldest ones were the only ones in the house, and I said, we think they'd really like flashlights. And so we put those flashlights in their stockings that Christmas, and I don't know, around 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, here comes the second boy. And by the way, he has a thing for flashlights this very day. He comes in there shining that flashlight in the dark, and thank goodness his father was on the door side of the bed. Right in his father's eyes. "Look what I got." You know, it's there's just some special memories, you know, when the kids are little like that, and they just do some precious things. It didn't seem precious at the moment. Well, it did on my side of the bed. I was chuckling. But
Yeah, our girls used to get up early in the middle of the night to check things out and stuff too, but they never really said anything like the grandson did. I mean, it was his deduction was that because that
was
cold.
Well, you know, Sharon, I believe in Santa. Because there's always some kind of magic. There's always some kind of something special that happens at Christmas. And I believe. And I will always believe. I thank you for your story. You know, it's those kids, grandkids, or our own children, they sure make Christmas special. And their excitement. Go ahead.
It is all about the kids.
It is. The excitement that they have and how they feel. And it's just, you know, it really doesn't matter what they get under the tree. They're so excited. Just, you know, anything's great. So we worry all about the gifts and what we're giving. But with those kids, they're excited no matter what it is. So it's just wonderful time. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. We've been sharing what we remember about Christmases past, whether it's your own, whether it's your children, whether it's your grandchildren. You know, we never traveled much at Christmas because my dad worked at a place called Owens Corning Fiberglass in Kansas City, Kansas, and they worked rotating shifts. So he very seldom had any holidays off, very seldom. And there was a few Christmases, you know, where Santa beat him home. And he got home and he decided to play with some of what Santa had brought. And one year my older brothers, they got those airplanes, those remote control airplanes. And Dad came in, I don't know, it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. He was on that shift. And he fired up the airplanes. And Mom wasn't too happy with him because he woke all of us kids up. And we got to kind of blurry-eyed step out into the living room there where the tree was, and then we were sent back to bed. But it was just something that we remember. Dad was all excited about what the boys had got for Christmas, and he fired them up and made kind of a loud noise in the house. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. What is your favorite Christmas story or memory? Or tradition? Do you have a tradition that you do in your family that is it's missed if you don't do it 1 year, or you just don't dare not do it 1 year. It's just something that you really treasure. 877-895-5410. 1 year, I decided to be the incognito person. My dad was always making fun of Christmas, and this was when I was older and I married, and we have a gift exchange. So in the gift exchange, when I was Christmas shopping, I found a stocking with coal in it. And so I put it under the tree to my dad. And he got the biggest kick out of that. And he went all around. He went to the bank there in the local town there where we were in Jamestown, Missouri. And he showed the bank that, look what I got. He never knew who did it. Look what I got. I got a lump of coal for Christmas. And I finally confessed that it was me that gave Daddy the lump of coal, because he was always making fun of Christmas. He was always teasing us about something. And so I had decided I was going to give him a lump of coal for Christmas just because I thought he'd think it was funny. And he did. He did think it was funny. But I miss my dad. I lost him in 2007, and he was very precious to me, and I miss him dearly. He, like I said, was very seldom home on Christmas. We spent Christmas at some point in time, but he usually had to work somewhere in that day. So we adjusted whenever we had dinner or whenever we opened gifts to whenever Dad was home. And if he was working nights, he may get up and watch us open the gifts and then go back to sleep. And we had to be quiet with whatever gifts we had. We weren't allowed to make too much noise. But I remember those Christmases. I remember putting up the tree, and they were always real trees back then. I remember when we took it down. We always took it down on New Year's Day, and we always had to clean up all those needles from the pine tree or the cedar, whichever one we had that year. And it was just something that, you know, thinking back as to what you asked Santa for, what you got for Christmas, and what your aunts maybe sent you in the mail. My aunt lived in Ohio, and we'd get a gift from her for Christmas. She'd send us a gift. And it was just kind of special, you know, a special time of the year. And even though we never traveled, we never had a tradition of traveling, we had the tradition of staying home. And it was always a nice, warm, fuzzy time. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. What is your favorite Christmas story? Your favorite Christmas tradition? Favorite Christmas hymn? Favorite Christmas song? What is it that you love about Christmas? 877-895-5410. If you want to take us down another road, we're going to go. There is Free for All Friday, 877-895-5410. We will be right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Mm-hmm.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your
your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cedarstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Canby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Canby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Canby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Canby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Canby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Canby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Canby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Canby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday, and it's been free, but I have asked particularly for you to give me your favorite Christmas story or Christmas memory or tradition. And we have Reggie from Tennessee. Reggie, how are you today?
Hey, how's it going, Beth?
Doing good, doing good. What's on your mind?
Well, I am the operator here at WWCR. I'm the one that puts you on the radio every day.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Reggie. I wish you a Merry Christmas, too. I'll tell you what, we hear a lot from your folks.
Well,
those listeners on WWCR, we hear a lot from them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your son. Yeah, we really try to do our best out here.
Well, you do a great job for me, and I appreciate that. What is your favorite? Do you have a favorite Christmas story or movie or hymn or tradition?
I have a favorite Christmas movie, which is Home Alone, you know?
Oh, the Home Alone?
Yeah, no.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling. Merry Christmas to you and all of you there at WWCR, Reggie.
All right. You too, man.
Thank you. We have Daryl from New Mexico. Daryl, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, about 55 years ago, I'm in my 60s, I was young, and we had a tradition that really stays warm in my heart and memory. My dad was a teacher, and we lived in Hood River, Oregon, where there's a lot of fruit trees, and a lot of pickers' families came through that area.
Mm-hmm.
And so my dad, being a teacher, was able to see the children that were in need in his school. And we would pick out a family that was super much of a need that year. And they were usually pickers' families that came through with the harvest, stayed a while, and moved off somewhere else where they could pick fruit and try to survive.
Mm.
And this one Christmas was very cold. And one of the children, well, there was actually two in the school, the one in my dad's class that had holes in his shoes and tattered and torn clothes, didn't have warm jackets or coats. And so my dad came home and he said to us kids, he said, we need to help this family. He searched around and found out where they were staying. It was only about half a mile from where we were at. They were in a one-room picker's cabin next to the railroad tracks. They had one little stove in the center of it. It was an open room, and they had six children. Mm. And so my dad said, we need to set up a gift for them, and what you kids, we were not rich back in those days. I think my dad made about $3,000 a year as a teacher. So we were not rich. But anyway, we had toys from the last year. And my parents said, would you like to give some of your toys to these children? You know, sacrifice your toys that you enjoy. And we did. We picked out toys for all six of these children, my sister and I. My parents made up two large boxes of food, and then Christmas Eve we took them to this picker's cabin for these children.
Awesome.
We gave it to them, and they were all crying. It was just such a warm, warm experience.
Awesome. Oh, thank you for that story. I appreciate that so much, Daryl. I need to go on, or we're going to run out of time. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas.
You too.
We have Joseph from Georgia. Joseph, how are you today?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, I tuned in a little late, and we used to go to North Carolina for Christmas. And my dad, he was climbing poles up north, and around there it was tradition to shoot fireworks on any holidays, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cold and snow on the ground, the wind was blowing, and me and my cousins were shooting fireworks, and I had a whole string of 400. You can buy like a 400 pack of firecrackers.
Right.
And I unraveled half of it. So I, you know, the little matchboxes?
Yes.
I put a fuse in a matchbox and put it on JB's leg and lit it. And I said, look, and he jumped up. And this teeniest, tiniest spark got on that half of that 400 pack that weren't unraveled. And they went off in the living room.
Oh,
and they was breaking up into, you know, how firecrackers would break up, and the whole house got smoked up and paper fogging, and everybody had to go outside till the house aired out, you know. And when I took my dad up there to be buried in 2009, they said, yeah, they still remember that, and they were all laughing, you know, the people that were still alive. Excuse me. But that's what Christmas they all remember, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. That was a little noisy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Joseph. We have Annette from West Virginia. Annette, how are you today?
Oh, listen, all my Christmases were just fabulous.
Oh.
I had a wonderful childhood, but I wanted to pass on some facts to you about Christmas that may be very make you feel good, because there is a real spirit at this time.
Yes, there is.
Of the year.
Okay, we're about out of time, so quickly.
Yes, Christmas is a Greek word, and it means our Christ.
Mm.
In the meantime, Christ was conceived on December 25th, which was announced by the Archangel Gabriel to Mary, and he was born in Israel's Feast of Tabernacles on September 29th, the next year, by the Archangel Michael, which was announced to the shepherds. Mm-hmm. Now, that eight-day feast, the first day, was called Michaelmas Day on the Christmas calendar because Michael did announce the birth, and he was circumcised on the eighth day. Now, his swaddling clothes were actually the clothes that were kept by all the prophets that were handed down from Adam actually until Christ. These were the clothes that Yahweh covered Adam and Eve with at the time they had to leave the garden. And
We're running out of time. We're running out of time. I think you gave us some facts there. We're running out of time. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. This has been Free for All Friday. But we have tried to concentrate just a little bit about Christmas, and hope we've done a good job of bringing you home, to the memories you have in your heart and in your mind and in your within your family, the things that you've done. You know, there's always Christmases that are wonderful, and there's always those that are more memorable, whether it's for something funny that happened or something tragic that you managed to overcome. But the real thing about Christmas is to remember our Lord and the blessings that He has given us through our families, through our salvation. And it's coming together with you that I enjoy so much as we bring America home.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
Nothing up my sleeve.
Do you believe in magic?
Now you see it.
Now you don't. The real magic of control is now you see it, now you don't, and your freedoms are gone. Richard Mack, gleaning from his wisdom and experience, titled his newest book, The Magic of Gun Control, knowing there is no such thing as magic, but only planned and thought-out illusions. We're being fed illusions when government officials tell us gun control will make and keep us safer. We're being fed illusions as truth when officials try to make us believe that the bad guys will obey their gun laws and restrictions. It is with years of experience that Sheriff Mack knows the only magic in gun control is when the Second Amendment is honored, and then America is truly free. Order The Magic of Gun Control today. Send $22 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Order The Magic of Gun Control today.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money order, mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.